sheriff's department, they're stretched very, very thin, and I think that that would be a major problem. I also think it'd be I'm worried about if there's going to be four-wheelers, any kind of motorcycles or razors on the road on that Fairview Church Road driving through there. I think that could be a problem also. And like I said, we moved out there. Well, I moved out there because I married Rocky, but everybody else, we moved out there, but we've lived there all those years because, yes, it's a long ways to get. I mean, it's 10 miles to get a gallon of milk, but that's the way we like it. So I'm just reiterating again what all of my neighbors and my family has said. We're opposed to it. It's wonderful, you know, if you all want to. You want to come and talk about how things
ma'am,
are?
You need
I'm sorry.
Speak to
I'm
us,
sorry.
Please.
If James wants to come and talk about family things and that, we can all gather up and do that. But bringing in strangers right now, that's just not a good idea. So, and I want to thank you all for serving on a board. I've served on boards before. I know it takes a lot of your time, and I appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
May I add?
No. You had your chance. And I think the message is out there, basically. Did you sign up?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on up.
Hello. I'm Sandy Wyman Harmon. I was born and raised on the ridge, just like my daddy and his daddy. And I don't live down there currently, but all my family does. My mom, my daughter, son-in-law, nieces, great-nieces. I do think it's a very neat idea. One of my biggest concerns, though, is there's only so much cooking and crafting and all that you can do in one day, you know, and the nightly rentals and all. And otherwise, I agree with everything everybody else said. I just wanted to let you know that I felt the same way.
Okay.
And appreciate y'all listening to us tonight.
Absolutely. Anyone else? You want to come back up?
Yes, sir. First off, I do want to state that I appreciate everyone coming here today. I understand the importance of this, and it is hard to say, but I am a little discouraged that people don't. I know I haven't lived here and I didn't grow up here, but this is always family land that I visited, and I really do care for this land. This land is not anything I take for granted. It's not a joke to me, and that's why it was really hard for me to come up with asking for 25 potential spots, and that was over the entirety of it ever. I don't want to grow anything past an extent, and more of my aligning with today is ask you for whatever boundaries need to be put in place for its existence, I am willing to accept and go forward. Starting with that, first off, I said, like, with my RV entail, like, I don't want anyone to think of this as something, as soon as I get my foot in the door, I'm going deeper. No, whatever I want to put on here, I want to be honored by it. I want to be accounted for, and when I say that something could go there and it might not, that's because I really want it to, if it makes sense, yeah, but if it doesn't, I do care about the land. I honestly, truly do. I'm not trying to come out here to make a big money business. Mine is actually, I want to retake this life for myself. Yes, I didn't get to grow up here, and that's something I wish I could have. Because of where my family and the rest of the directions took me, I find myself called right back here. And I believe I'm the one to do something like this, to honor Wyman Ridge, to honor the families. There's no disrespect ever meant. I'm open to every criticism, any construct. I want to make this ours. I want to make this for the community. When I say community involvement, and I said my biggest point would be participants in the community, that's anyone that just wants to give back. Let's make that something and let's start it. Yes, you can't have classes all night and day, and no, you can't do that. So I have put boundaries in place, a part of one of my boundaries ever, first off, being that the structures are temporary. If something doesn't work out in its place, I remove it. And it's just as it is. if something needs to be transitioned into smaller, whatever, work better for that scale, that can happen. However, with ATVs, they will be discouraged on the property. I'm not allowing people to ride any ATVs on the land. I will allow you to park your ATV on the land and visit and stay there, and then encourage and have partnered areas alongside. I believe there's one down on, if you keep going east and then up 125, 160 and up, I mean, there's some ATV routes out there. But my goal is not to encourage you to come out and ride and do all these backcountry activities. I want you to come out, and it's really the fulfillment of getting away. That's why I live out there now, and that's why I will be building my homestead, because I love this, because that's what I want for myself, my life, and my descendants. I believe I'm a part of Wyman Ridge, and I know these people have all spoken in contradictory to big businesses happen. I want you to know I'm a part of that. I don't want business. I don't want city life. And I don't want a lot of traffic. I love looking out my door every day and seeing that view. I'm on top of a ridge and I have nothing more than I could want. But I still have to make a life out of it. And at the same time, I feel like the best would be governing towards the inclusion. Whatever makes life that way out there, I feel like I'm a good middleman to bridge and teach people what that means. While I'm building my homestead, and Lacey was in response for this when I talked to her about how it would help grow my homestead. You then learn through community involvement, what are your native herbs? What are your local things? What could we push forth that brings Wyman Ridge out? I know it was said that Wyman Ridge is not to be shared, but I disagree. What makes Wyman Ridge is very special, but that's what I want to help show the world. There's been way too many things where people don't rely or understand native or local or what that even means to take from your own land. So I would like to give that back. Like I said, I have really felt called about this. And what I'm looking for in this is more about what are the concerns? What are the limits that I should take in appropriating measures to make this possible? I want to give back to the people and show them these ways of life that they can do themselves, a DIY or homestead technique that then they take back and they work on themselves. On the problem for traffic and security and everything, traffic is never going to be an issue. First off, when you look at this land, Scott, would you mind, or actually, would you mind kind of exploding just this area right here for me? First off, within the last 10 years, there was this road, how you can see this very church road used to go straight down into 160. And that was a very problem for traffic, for anyone going up, and it caused a lot of things. So we actually paid the city, and we've actually rerouted this road to be a safer oncoming road from 160, and that was done close to 10 years ago. That has made safety, and there haven't been no concerns or real big problems since. It's only once you take the turn and start going down into this region. Also, when you come along, I own the span, so I'm able to put enough indicators and markers to alert people that this is coming up, or from your south and west side. When you come up here, I can already have things located on your land. The second you're getting up, you're not surprised by the turn. Yes, it is on the very top of that hill. It rides up right there and goes right back down in there. So yes, it would be very dangerous if I only owned that strip and you're expected to see that road and turn right then. But I have a very wide span. Yes, sir.
Sir, I think we all understand your heart to do this. We just need to talk about it and ask some questions ourselves.
I mean, yes, sir.
You couldn't explain it any better than you have, your desire to make it and how you feel about it. But we have a whole group of people who see it completely different.
So may I say one more thing?
We just have to make a decision. Yeah.
Yes. And this is regarding the most important thing is Rocky and his land. Everything about mine will be the understanding of where private land is, where it's national forest, where hunting takes place, where I will not allow you to go because it's private. And if I catch you, you're removed and never allowed back. Yes, that will have to come about finding ways how to go about that, removal, everything at that. But I'm just newer to that tour. I'm accepting to options.
And lastly, I wanted to make sure that the gentleman said that I was always encroaching on National Forest. I wanted to make sure that that map that I had enclosed right here, where I put those locations are right in this area, where I want you to be pushed back in this area. That trail and that road only goes to about here, where that marker is solidified, where you are not imposing on National Forest right there. Although you're encouraged back here and not told to go on the road.
Okay. I think, James, again, I think, you know, you told your story and what your vision is, but ultimately what you're wanting to do is bring in people from the outside in and teach them what
you
and that's
or guests just staying. If you just want to be on a retreat, you don't
and
have
it's
to
just me
class,
but ultimately that's what they're opposed to is the concept of
the strangers and people we don't know. Yeah. I want to know that
sir. I think from and if I would like to have it where we ask you questions.
Of course.
I think we have enough information to to move forward. So is there any specific questions for the applicant? Any more information needed? Is there any discussion amongst ourselves? The first item is we need to get a motion on the floor, and then we can...
We've had a lot of issues with night and rentals over the years. I'm reminded of Branson Creek, and the residents of Branson Creek would come in and expound on the fact that they didn't want nightly rentals because they moved to Branson for a quiet, peaceful country lifestyle. These people drive an hour to work every day and an hour home for a quiet and peaceful country lifestyle. They didn't buy half a duplex in a high-density subdivision. This is a rural community. It's agricultural. You can ask for this. It's a legal thing to do. I don't think it fits the community. I don't think it's compatible with what's out there. I don't see a lot of things to do. I can see a lot of the concerns of the people that, you know, could happen. Everything's hypothetical. But I don't think it's a good thing for the community. And I don't even know if that's on our list of things we can say not to do it because of that. But this is just does not fit the area. It's not compatible with it, in my opinion. It might be number four, yeah. I just...
Well, again, do we have any specific questions for the applicant? If not, we need to get a motion on the floor that we can vote up or down based on how we're doing the new process. So are we comfortable enough to do that, someone to make a motion?
Within the motion, I would ask, because of the added explanation from today, I mean, in his testimony, he's asking for 25 sites, where in my presentation I only gave 3 RV sites, 2 yurts, 1 teepee, 1 canvas tent. So I'd like to clarify in the motion, is that actually what you're putting in the motion for the vote, or are you going to do what he's requested, possible 25 lodging structures for nightly rental? Because remember, in a conditional use permit, it'll be specific to what you would approve if it's approved. If it was just what I read off in the opening and he wanted to add to the 25, he'd have to come back to expand on his conditional use permit to add those. So,
and that was why I did end up asking for that number, although I don't see that number even within the 10 years kind of mark.
So we can include the 25 in the
motion?
That's
totally up to you. I'm just asking so that I have it in the motion that you
so
guys...
So is anyone prepared to make the motion that we can...
So if we make a motion, we don't get a second, it also dies, does it? We don't get a second on a motion?
Correct, but I think the process we're going through, we would hopefully get a motion and a second.
I think it'd be a good thing to get a second and get a vote.
Yeah, up or down.
I'll make the motion.
But I follow what you're saying, yeah.
So you'll make the motion to approve the application for 25 accommodations? Do we have a second? So that we can have further discussion and vote it up or down? Got the motion for on the floor?